Welcome to today's Wrench Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella 4th of July Committee Chair Paul Kingman joins us on today's program to preview this Saturday's events.
Well, Paul, it's right around the corner. It's hard to believe how fast these past couple of months have gone by. As the 4th of July approaches, Pella holding their celebration, a day-long celebration on Saturday, July 4th. First of all, just give people an overview of some of the festivities that they can expect, not only in downtown Pella, but for the fireworks show that evening.
Sure, it is finally coming here, going to be starting. As we sit here and talk about weather also, we're hoping that we'll have great weather for the 4th of July. This year, the activities will be on Saturday, July 4th, going on all day. Some highlights will start in the morning where you can go to Caldwell Park and go fishing. We will have poles, bait available, so all you have to do is show up and find a person there, and they will help supply that to you. From there, you can then go downtown the square and start looking for some games, some activities, frog jumping, dunk tank. Look for other games. On Franklin Street, you'll find a pony ride that you can do and catch a ride for the kids. Should be a couple horses there supplied by Teresa Vanderhart. And then there will also be food stands setting up already, and you can start looking for food. Many of them that are on a Thursday night activities will be there for the 4th of July, so looking for that. From there, our big activity will be a parade going down Franklin Street, which we start at Sculpty Church, goes straight down to West Market Park. So a nice, easy shot. Lots of fun, lots of activities. We can describe some things that will be in the parade. After that, you can go swimming at the pool. They'll be open from 4 till 7. At 7 o'clock, our famous city band, led by Dick Redman, will be performing. And then you will want to head out after that performance to Madison Elementary and that surrounding area where the fireworks will take place that evening after sunset.
Well, and we've had a few meetings here leading up to it with the 4th of July committee, and there'll be some new things and some different things specifically in the parade, and there's going to be more fireworks this year, according to Jeanette from the city department. So it's going to be a big show for both, for the parade and for the fireworks.
Jeanette stepped up and talked to the city council and the mayor and requested some more funds, hoping to make them bigger and better and longer. She had observed them last year, and she just felt that we could be a little more spectacular. So that's been approved and a little more spending. So we'll see some extra fireworks going on. So we're looking forward to that. You ask about the parade. I've been having real good luck this year, adding some new things. One of them I'll mention is that there is a Union Street player will be performing in the parade, doing their summer program with Fiddler on the Roof. They've also got somebody who'll tie it in, a roofing company. So it'll be interesting to see what they're doing, if they're actually going to show up with a roof. So that's kind of fun. Another festival that's going on will be the Balloon Fest out to Lake Red Rock. We'll be having a truck, and they will be handing out some pamphlets. I've also been suggested to them about maybe they could hand out helium balloons to the kids. So we might be looking for that in the parade. Another exciting thing, I just got confirmation that the Marion County Fair Queen, that she will then be in the parade. So we're kind of looking forward to that. Also had confirmation today that Marion County Shriners with their little red cars will be back again. They've been a fun excitement year in and year out. I will tell you that it's interesting. I'm getting people that are participating from out of town. I've had a call from a person in Marshalltown who wants to bring their kids. They'll be staying out to the lake, and they were here last year, and they want to participate in the parade. I've also had a call that we're going to be having a family from Dallas visiting relatives, and they've already called and wanted to participate in the parade. So I guess it's kind of becoming worldwide.
In the event of weather, what are some of the contingency plans? Because I know that there is a planned makeup date for this, for the fireworks show at the very least, and some of the downtown activities in the parade.
Correct. What we have decided this year is if due to heat, due to weather, due to rain, we'll be unable to perform the parade, So we're hoping that goes. From there, though, the city band would perform the next Thursday on a regular Thursday night in Pella activity. The city has agreed to then have the fireworks, which we will possess, and have them that late evening on a Thursday night as a makeup. So we can kind of look forward to that if we have weather condition problems.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.